My Favorite Mistake by Logic Gun. Read by CookieMom6067. Rodney.
What?
You coming to bed?
Jen?
It's 2 in the morning.
It is?
Oh, I'm on my way. The cracks started to show, even before Atlantis touched down in San Francisco Bay. Rodney said all the right words when they were standing on the balcony with everyone, but Jen didn't miss the way she slipped right out of Rodney's mind as soon as he started making noise about checking on the ZPM. Nor did she miss the expression on the colonel's face as he watched him head inside to meet up with Raddick. It took her longer than it should to decipher that look, though in fairness, Shepard did such a damn fine job of skirting the line of the regs that no one questioned his reputation as a ladies' man. In hindsight, Jennifer should have realized John was in love with her man long before she ever set foot on Atlantis. We had to lower the shields to beam you up here. Sorry about that. I'm sure McKay and Colonel Carter will be able to fix it.
McKay's alive?
Yeah, he and Lauren were the only two to make it out of the rubble. Patch me up, I need to get back out there. She's pretty sure she's the last to know. She assumes Rodney's friends have been laughing behind her back, but Taylor's hand on her shoulder is a comfort, and Ronan's smile over Amelia's head lacks any sort of pity. Their understanding leaves her feeling a little ashamed. She's always felt apart from AR-1, but she realizes now that the team has never been a threat. Maybe she and Rodney really could have worked out, because when Shepard turns and catches her looking, his face is raw and open, and he doesn't insult her by pretending his heart isn't aching. He'd let her keep Rodney, she's certain. Would stand by them both, by Rodney's side at their wedding, and favorite uncle to their kids if they had any.
You owe me a beer. From the bar trick thing earlier, you couldn't figure it out, so
there was no time. I would have figured it out.
Yeah, well, eventually. I mean, Chimps would have been able to figure it out, but the thing is, you didn't, so I win. And you owe me a beer.
I don't remember ever agreeing to the beer.
McKay?
What?
Do you want to have a drink with me or not?
Oh, you want to have a drink. But Rodney isn't hers to keep. She's going to miss waking up with him, going to miss the look of wonder on his face whenever she draws his attention to the fact that they are a couple. But there's something in the way that he never gets over that, never gets comfortable with her, with them. Like this thing between them is unattainable and it's keeping him out of her reach. She's on a pedestal. There's only one way to go from there. Rodney might not know how Shepard, how John, feels about him, but there's a closeness there that brings out the best in him, in both of them. And this thing Rodney has for her, this idea of what he should want, is getting in the way of something. She's not entirely sure what it is, but it deserves a chance to grow and flourish into whatever it will become. And she deserves a love that doesn't question its own existence. And God, she does love him. He's the first love, the first mistake, her favorite. This is going to hurt. Rodney? When you've got a minute, can we talk?
The end.